Welcome to another All Business Podcast. This is Ted Schubel. Thank you for bringing us up on your phone or your computer or wherever you are listening. We talk with area business owners here, the people that make the region work. When we come back, we're all business.
The All Business Podcast is supported by Richmond to DC HelpWanted.com. Most folks who work here love living here, and that makes a difference. At Richmond to DC HelpWanted.com, they're proud to work the hometown advantage around the clock, connecting local employers to local job seekers. Richmond to DC HelpWanted.com makes it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. And if you're looking for a good local job, search jobs and apply online right now. Get the advantage of finding a job close to home at Richmond to DC HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
1011 Caroline Street, Connect Games, Escape Room. Kristen Sill is here. Kristen, great to be here. I have never been in an escape room. This is a new experience.
Well, thanks so much for coming in and seeing what we're all about. It's definitely still one of those things that is catching on in Fredericksburg, and we are so happy to be downtown to show people how to figure things out with thinking outside of the box and working together and playing. It's all about playing.
So is this a new kind of phenomena?
Absolutely. So escape rooms have kind of come to be in the past 5 to 10 years. And so they started actually in Asia, and then they made their way to Europe, and then they finally made their way to the US. And so now, pretty much in every city that you find, you'll find an escape room. And so there's some that are franchises, there's some that are just mom and pop shops. And it's neat because you can really go to any city and you'll have a different game or a different puzzle to play.
Do people go from place to place, city to city, looking for these things?
They do. People who are really into escape rooms, it's fun because they're quite competitive about it. And you can tell, like, when they come into our place, you can tell right off the bat when they go into the room because they're very methodical of how they do things. And they know what to look for already. Versus someone who's new to an escape room, it's kind of like, oh, what am I supposed to be doing in this room?
That was my, because I'd never been in one, and you showed me the one here, and I looked around. So there are clues, I guess, to look for?
There are, yeah. So again, you know, every game is a little bit different, but I always tell people, first things first, just look around the room, start observing things. It's really about observing your surroundings, because then things will start coming to light, whether it's clues or different patterns that you see or different puzzles or words that come there and that really allow you to keep on moving forward in the game.
So the goal is what? To escape is to find an open door? Is that what you're looking for?
So it totally depends on the game. So I always like to say, you know, you have a certain mission. It could be to escape the room, but there's also things where you're finding things in the room. So for instance, in our room, we can't ever lock you into the room, and that's city code, which is understandable. But because of that, then we make it so you're finding something in the room and you're escaping with that object.
Oh, okay. I never thought of that with a code. And also, this isn't something that you have to be scared of.
No, not at all. And that's what I always like to tell people, because the name escape room definitely has that scary, like, oh, what am I doing? Why would I want to try to escape a room? But it's much more of a Sherlock Holmes or Nancy Drew kind of thing, where you're just finding clues that will lead you to a certain object or to lead you to a certain mission. And so, for example, our room right now, you're looking for treasure in the room. And so we did our story based off of a true Virginia story that's really neat. It's based off of the Beale papers or the Beale ciphers. And so people that are familiar with that story would love to come in here and just figure out what exactly we've intertwined together. But then people that aren't familiar with it, they become familiar with it, and it's still a lot of fun, regardless of whether you know the story or not.
You were telling me that the stories that you do, that you come up with these stories on your own.
Yeah. The puzzles and games themselves, we want to be unique because, again, you know, there are there are popping up escape rooms everywhere. And so it's one of those things where it's like, okay, what can we do differently? What can we do that, you know, we watch the games as they are going on. So we see how people interact with each other. And we always try to push the bar a little bit more of, okay, how can we make them communicate even more with each other to solve this puzzle? And so it takes a team, though, because we all think so differently. So it's one of those things where I'll come up with a puzzle and I'll tell my team, like, hey, what if we did this? And they look at me with, like, deer in the headlights, what are you talking about? And so we all have to come together and be like, okay, well, let's try doing it this way a little bit, because this, I don't think that will work. It's confusing or whatnot.
But it sounds like, I mean, you're having the time of your life.
Yeah, it really is. It's a lot of fun because I'm such a people watcher myself. So not only do I get to watch people all day while they play these games and see how they interact with each other, but I also get to be creative and think about how we can make new games and new puzzles. And so there's a lot of different elements that come into having an escape room and getting to see people in their element too.
I'm sure you've seen people at their best and their worst. I mean, I would think that I could see people getting really frustrated, especially as time starts to run down.
For sure. You have all different types of groups, and that's what I always like to tell people is, you know, some people are intimidated to go in because they're very competitive and they don't want to seem stupid or, you know, what may be it. But it's really interesting because you have husband and wives that come in, and some of them are just on it. They know exactly how to work it. They work really well together. And then you have some husbands and wives that come in and they're yelling at each other a little bit, yeah. And you know, but they get through it. And so you definitely see everyone's best and worst, but in the best way possible, because in the end we try to get everyone through the game and explain, you know, what was going on. And a lot of times and even if they don't solve it completely, they love it because they really got to see how they work together.
We are at 1011 Caroline Street. All business this week at Connect Games Escape Room. Kristen Sill is here. How'd you find this or get interested? Is this something you've always wanted to do?
No, funny enough, I had no idea that I would ever own an escape room. But what happened was I was living in Virginia Beach area, and I had someone that just came up to me. I was working at a coffee shop at the time trying to figure out what's next. Yeah. And he said, you know, I have this idea. I saw it happen. Did it in D.C., and it's not here in Hampton Roads yet. I think it would be a great idea to bring it to Hampton Roads. And so we started from the ground up with building the escape room, and not knowing anything about it, I went to one in Detroit, and I was like, this is so crazy. I'm on board. Let's do this. Let's do something like this in Hampton Roads. And so started that in 2015, and from there just fell in love with what we were able to do with the community, how we were able to really help people interact and play a game. And so I moved here last year in June of 2017 and noticed that there wasn't an escape room downtown, and thought this would be such a cool thing to bring to Fredericksburg.
It really is. When you look at the downtown, and it's fun, and it's different, and it really is. It does fit the downtown.
Yeah, it's really neat because we have people walk by all the time that are just like, what is this? And so they come in to just kind of explore, and we have games and puzzles that people can play even in our lobby, just so that they can have an idea of who we are, what we do, and they really get into it because it's all about figuring out these locks and how to open these different boxes and how to do these different things. And so it's neat. We have, you know, kids that come into play, but then we have adults that come into play, and we really try to tailor the room to who's playing so we can make it easier or harder depending on who's playing.
Okay. And so I guess even though it's the same room for a while, if I had such a good time, I can come back and you can make it harder?
Yeah, so our goal is to change up the room every few months so that people who have played before can come back and play again. But yes, we can also make it more challenging or make it easier. And we always try to ask people before they, you know, play the game, have you played an escape room before? Because again, that whole, if you haven't, let's make it a little bit easier just so you enjoy yourself and you know what you're in for.
And I guess that is the key. You want them to enjoy themselves. You don't want them to come out exhausted and frustrated and I never want to do this again.
Yeah, totally. And it's funny because with each team, we ask them, hey, do you guys want clues during your game? Do you not? So we give them clues if they want them. Some people are very adamant that, no, I got this on my own. I can do it. And then in the last like 10 minutes of the game, they're like, okay, we need help. We need help. And so you're trying to get them through real quickly, but it doesn't always happen. And it's fun to see people kind of not break down, but in a sense, they realize, okay, this is much harder than what I thought it would be.
I'm sure you've run into people who do come in and think, oh, what, throw whatever you got at me because I can do it.
Oh, absolutely. And so we even have a competitive version where people can come in and play and they're competing with other people that have played the competitive version. And if you're the top team for the season that we have the game in play, then you actually get free t-shirts and things. So it's one of those things where people can really interact with each other and get competitive.
So I come in here with my group and what, it's up to eight?
Yep. So anywhere from 2 to 8 people at a time can play.
So walk me through what happens, because I guess you kind of orient everybody to what's ahead and that kind of thing, and just get them to feel comfortable.
For sure. So we have different locks, so we'll go over the locks that they might experience in the room that they'll see so they know how to open those locks. And then we go over rules, because we've learned if we don't go over rules, then everyone goes crazy in the room and things start to break. But after that, we'll actually go over the storyline and explain, hey, this is what you're doing in the room. This is your mission for today. And make sure that everyone feels comfortable before they go into the room. And once that happens, then it's game on. They start playing, we start watching, and we start giving clues if they want clues.
So 45 minutes is the time. What's the fastest anyone has done here? Ooh, do you know?
Yeah, that's a good question. So we do keep track of that. So we have a record board in our front, and basically anyone who has 3 clues or less can be on the record board. And it really depends on the team, but I've had a team who came in here, and they were familiar with escape rooms, but they had no clues, and they had 20 minutes remaining. And it was incredible. You're just like, did they play this game already? You have that question, but most people, once they know escape rooms, then it's like, okay, I know what I'm doing. And so, yeah.
Now that you're into this, I mean, do you go and try out escape rooms around the country or wherever you're at? Do you look for, are you looking for some, looking for where they're at?
Oh, absolutely. It's one of those things where it's becomes that community where it's like, okay, where's the next escape room? And, you know, there's, you know, Facebook threads and that kind of thing where you really start to figure out, okay, what works, what doesn't work for puzzles and games. And so, yes, I go all over to try to find a different escape room to play.
Well, and I guess when you talk about putting these together, as you and your team put the next escape room together, that you do come up with, and I'm sure you'll even look back and think, oh, we could do so much better than, we're doing so much better than that, you know, just because with experience.
Yeah, for sure. So it's one of those things, we have these, you know, various goals that when we watch a game and we see how people are playing and it's like, okay, no, we could change that up so that that's more understandable or that makes more sense. And from there, we can always build upon that and make it better. And that's the goal.
Well, and Kristen, you think team building comes to mind for you think of an office, but this is so many different things, whether it's parties or just a, we want to have a fun night.
Yeah, that's what's so cool about this, because we do see all different groups. So we do. We have birthday parties, and we do adults just getting together to have something fun to do. And then we do team building for companies. And so it's really neat because every group, you know, interacts differently, and every group is fun to be with. You have to change it a little bit of how you do things, but it is so neat because we do interact with so many different groups.
And I guess as far as ages go, teenagers on up would, I guess, would really thrive with something like this.
Yes, ideally for sure. So we, you know, have the age limit of being 10 and up just because of the difficulty level. It's one of those things where you, when you're a little bit younger, then not the attention span for 45 minutes, that's quite a long time. But at the same time, you know, we want to work with the community. And that's one of those things. We've had groups that might have special needs or, you know, have things that we can cater to and we can actually make them have just as much fun.
Oh, yeah. That would be for any group. And I mean, this is really a make a memory kind of place.
For sure, yeah. And that's why, you know, after they do the escape room and everything, we have a photo booth where they can take pictures and they can, you know, have that memory so that they can remember it. And we want to make this a fun place. We want to make it something that they will have in their books for long after they actually do the escape room.
You've got the one room here. I guess, ultimately, are you thinking that someday you hope to be bigger and even have more to choose from at one time?
For sure. Absolutely. So, you know, this is my first business, so wanted to start small and see how the community of Fredericksburg really responded to it. And it's been so positive that I hope that we can expand soon.
This being your first business, is what have you had any surprises?
Every day.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. You know, it's a learning experience as well. There's always something that comes up that I take it one day at a time and figure out how can we make this better? How can we improve? And so my dad always jokes with me that instead of going to get my master's in business, I just started a business and I'm learning that way too.
Yeah, and I'm sure just like you say, every day you learn something and you take away from that.
For sure. Absolutely. And similar to the escape room, you learn something in the escape room of how you interact with each other. You learn how you communicate with each other. And so, yeah, it's one of those things. You take it as it comes.
Well, and boy, you know, like you say that with a lot of, because I know the first time I ever heard of an escape room, my first thought was, why would I want to do that? Because you just have in you know, the images come to mind, but you hear people that start doing this and it's kind of the word of mouth thing goes around of how much fun they have with these. And anybody I've heard who's come here has had a great experience.
Awesome. Well, thank you for saying that. It's one of those things that we want to make sure. And that's something that we always strive to do is make sure that they come in here and they have an awesome time. That's what we're here is for them to enjoy themselves and to play and have fun and enjoy themselves.
Boy, I would think that escape rooms is the kind of business and the kind of thing right now that really is just we're going to see this kind of thing continue to take off.
I hope so. I really hope so. So it's neat because even now, it's called Breakout EDU, but it's going into schools now. So a lot of teachers are using these different escape room puzzles for their kids because, again, it's a fun activity, but you can learn something from it as well.
Well, boy, and you think about it with parents and everyone's so concerned about everybody just looking at small screens all the time. This does get them away from that and to start into thinking. And you can, but I guess you can use a lot of skills.
Yeah, for sure. That's probably one of my favorite things about escape rooms is that you are disconnecting from technology for just a little bit and you actually are interacting face to face with someone and you don't have your phone in your face. And so that's what I love to see the most is when teens come in here to play. It's really cool because we have a basket where, hey, you put your phone in here for the 45 minutes. You don't need it to play the game. You got to work with each other and talk to each other. And so that is very much what we're about is, you know, get away from technology and come back to the basics of playing games.
1011 Caroline Street is where the All Business Podcast is this week. Connect Games Escape Room. Kristen Sill is here. How'd you come up with the name? Is that something that you came up with on your own?
For sure. So the whole idea of connecting with each other, that was what it was all about. And so I wanted to get away from technology. I wanted people to connect, whether it's playing board games, whether it's playing the escape room, whatever it may be, I want people to connect. And I think that's what we're all about here.
Well, and we talked a few minutes ago about how just being in the downtown area, a few years ago, something like this would be the kind of thing you would just associate, oh, you know, they're in a strip mall. But boy, downtown, you can see a group walking by here just, you know, window shopping, seeing this and coming in and having a great time.
Yeah. So a lot of people, you know, they're going shopping and they're enjoying downtown, but then it gets too hot or it starts raining and it's like, oh, what are we going to do? We have dinner in, you know, an hour or so. And so this is a great spot for them to come and just hang out and play.
If someone wants to find out more information about what you do and everything, I know you're online and on Facebook and all that kind of stuff.
Absolutely. So if you go to connectgames.com or Connect Games Escape Room on Facebook or Instagram, we are on all of that. And we try to keep up to date with, you know, what's going on downtown and what's happening right in our place.
If someone needs to or is interested in this, I guess you should do you need to make a reservation ahead of time?
So it can go both ways, and that's what we do. You know, for birthday parties and team building events, we suggest booking ahead of time so that you get the time and spot that you want, and you can do that right on our website, or you can call us. But then we also have a lot of walk-ins that are just looking for something to do while they're downtown, and you can walk in and play as well.
Okay, so think ahead, but if you want to be spontaneous, it might work out.
Yeah, absolutely.
I started when you said you never imagined doing this. I guess a few years ago, if someone had said to you, you're going to be running an escape room in downtown Fredericksburg, your thought would have been, huh?
What? Yeah. What is that? Yeah, exactly.
Well, it shows, be open to things. You never know when how this just kind of dropped in your lap.
Yeah, it is. It's very much, and that's, I love the spontaneity of just life in general. And, you know, you take it as it comes and you make the most out of it.
So are you thinking 2 and 3 escape rooms ahead at this point?
You know, who knows? The other reason that we picked Connect Games as the name is because who knows if it'll be an escape room or some other type of game. Again, I want it to be something where people connect with each other. And so it could be another escape room. It could be some other game. We'll see.
Interesting. We'll stay in touch. Again, if people want to find out more, how do they get in touch with you, find out about this place?
So they can go to our website at connectgames.com. They can stop in since we're right on Caroline Street anytime. And we also, our phone number is 540-371-1800. They can call us anytime too.
1011 Caroline Street. It is Connect Games Escape Room. Kristen Sill, great to sit down and talk. We will do this again.
Yeah, awesome. It was a pleasure meeting you and talking to you as well.
If you enjoy listening to this podcast, please link, comment, and subscribe. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Music. You can also find us on Channel B Online at b1015.com, keyword podcasts. If you'd like to talk about your business, I want to hear from you, Ted at WFVARadio.com. The best way to get in touch with me, Ted at WFVARadio.com. Thank you. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. Until next time, when again, we are all business.
The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed by the host and guests on this podcast are their own and not necessarily those of Centennial Broadcasting.